Welcome to the fucking Bearded Idiots Podcast.
Do it harder.
Talking about sucking dick and licking booty holes. What you got for us, Kelly?
Get your hands off my dildo.
Shitty the cocktail.
She said, I want you to come all over my face and down my throat and let me swallow every drop. I was like, God damn it.
God dang, girl.
I'm not ball deep into this, but I'm mid-shaft.
Love that big dick.
All great ideas come from drinking a whole bottle of whiskey between three dudes in less than an hour.
I'd be swiping left and jacking off the queer.
Get your big wheels. We're going to the motherfucking strip club.
Shit. What do you expect out of us?
Right.
We're just normal dudes that have weird shit happen.
Always fucking tired.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Bearded Idiots Podcast. My name is Curtis Harmon. I have me tonight, as always, my two co-hosts. We got Kelly Redridge Sparks.
Yes.
And Aaron Sleepy Bailey.
Always fucking tired.
As per usual, we will start with a fucking whiskey review. One that Kelly's already done on his channel a while back. I was going to do it with him, but the fucking coronavirus prevented that shit at the time.
Yeah, fucking fags.
So here we are now. What is it? Tell him about it.
This is Four Roses Single Barrel.
Let's probably get a picture
barrel
of those.
Strength. Kentucky State Bourbon. Now this one, unfortunately, unless you're in Kentucky at Four Roses, you're not going to get this one. It's a distillery exclusive. Exclusivo.
If I'm not mistaken, this is the first Four Roses we've done on the show, period, right? Have we ever done a Four Roses before? I don't think so.
Might not have. I mean, I've had single barrels in the past.
I mean, I've had it. I just don't think we've ever done it on the show.
Huh.
Seems kind of strange, huh?
That's amazing. Out of 130-something.
Yeah.
What, 134? What is this? 134? Yeah. That we've never done Four Roses.
Huh. Mm.
From time to time, they can get a little, like, minty to me, like some of the flavors.
I haven't tasted one this one yet, so.
Seeing that might be a reason, but this one, bottled at 60.7, it is the OESK version. They've got like, what is it, 10? Did y'all get to talk to them, or y'all just went to the gift shop?
Yeah, just the gift shop. They weren't doing tours at the time.
Oh, okay.
So, all right, cool. That's good.
So they've got two recipes with multiple different yeast strains, and I think it's either 10 or 20. 10? Hold on. There's a little booklet here. I think it's 10 different recipes.
That's a lot.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 10. So it's two mash bills, and I think, two mash bills, 5 yeast strains.
Okay.
Which creates 10 different references.
Different hard words to say.
And this one is recipe OESK, which is, let me read on the little booklet here so that they're so kind enough to add, spicy and full body.
Full body.
Full body.
Just like us.
Yeah. It says on the side, Brent Elliott, master distiller, specially selected this for the gift shop. This 10-year, 3-month-old bourbon was bottled exclusively for the Four Roses gift shops. The aromas are of Won't Say It, so y'all can taste it and not have any.
It smells like what bourbon should smell like.
I think I said that in the video. Exactly.
It smells like what it's supposed to smell like.
Yeah, just
like when you think bourbon, this is what bourbon smells like.
It's like brown sugar, spice.
Yes.
Caramel.
Smells like bourbon.
Smells like bourbon. Smells like good bourbon.
It smells like good bourbon, yeah.
What do you think, BZ?
I haven't tasted it.
Since you're an aforementioned Four Roses hater.
I don't know, man. I haven't tasted it yet. We're finna try it.
Put it in your mouth.
I think I only had the one, though, whatever the cheap one is.
You had the, I think you were here at the tasting that I had, the Four Roses Single Barrel, and you're like, it's hot.
Hmm.
That was the very first one that I did, had the Four Roses Single Barrel.
That almost has a sweet, that's got so much caramel, it tricks the mind to make you think it's sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Which I'm happy about it.
It is spicy.
It is spicy. There's a lot going on the back end. Holy fuck.
Yeah.
It's warm.
warm. It'll warm you up on a cool day.
Yeah, I feel it all the way down into my chest right now.
Yes. That's what I said on the back end.
You ever done that? Like in the summertime? It's weird. Like even in the summertime, like if I, it's weird. Just sometimes when I take a drink of cold water out of like a bottle of water, it goes down my throat and then I feel it just like hit my chest and kind of just spread out. Yeah. Like just hit. Mm-hmm. That's what that did, just with hot.
That's what happens when you're dehydrated.
Oh, okay.
You're like, oh, nourishment.
Well, thank here you. We go then. We drink alcohol while I'm dehydrated.
Very peppery.
Yeah.
Very peppery. Yeah. Very prominent pepper notes.
All right. So this is what they say on the side. The aromas are of sweet, vibrant oak tones. Okay. And lavender. I don't get the lavender.
I don't get the lavender at all.
The palate of balanced, crisp baking spices and vanilla lingers in a finish which is rich and long.
It is rich and long, I'll tell you that. Yeah. It just hangs around. It just keeps being there.
Do you know who's not rich and long?
Me.
Me.
Me. Hey, there it is right there.
Me. But
that's
yeah,
the distillery.
It's pretty tasty. I like it. I mean, I like it. I
man, like it just keeps spicy. On fucking burning.
Oh, yeah, it's super spicy.
I feel like it's, you know, like that feeling when you just get heartburn or like acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
But this is like in a good way. Like it just lingers right there at the throat. Yeah.
It's always burning. It's always nicer when it burns, like going in versus yeah. coming up.
Agreed.
Yeah. The coming up, it's like you can't do anything to get away from mm-hmm. that shit.
No. Just jump up and down, maybe, but that shit don't work either.
Then your fucking knees start hurting. You get shin splints. Dumb.
Mm.
Hmm.
Ooh, those bacon spices hit the tongue that time, like a cream cookie. What is that? Maybe not cinnamon, like nutmeg. Yeah, some yeah. sort of super earthy.
No, it smells like. It smells like a Christmas candle.
Yes,
whatever that is.
I know what you're saying, but I can't think of what that is.
It's like hearty potpourri.
It's not quite cinnamon.
It smells like when you walk into a. It smells like when you walk into a wicker furniture store.
Feels like I get just hit in the face with a wicker basket.
It smells like Hobby Lobby.
Yes.
Hobby Lobby.
Yes, that's exactly right. It smells like a Hobby Lobby. Right when you first walk in, they got all those fake ass flowers that's got yeah. artificial scent on them.
So you're saying it smells like regret and disappointment? Because that's what the people have.
Smells like Jesus.
Jesus works in the back stocking shelves.
He pronounces it a little different, but when I see his name
is
tag,
Jesus Gonzalez.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hmm. Yeah. I mean. I think I'd go with a 6.5 to 7 on this one, depending on what day of the week it is.
I wonder.
I like it better than I did the first time.
That water.
Or better than the.
I got maybe a 1/8 of an ounce there.
There's more there.
Yeah, I'm just going to see what happens. It's probably not going to do much, huh?
It might.
3 little drops.
It might do plenty. Is this distilled water or tap water?
It's filtered water.
Oh, okay.
But we've had that same little drop or bottle of water for like a year, and we're only halfway through it.
Probably need to change it out.
Might need to.
I don't see any fungus growing in it, so.
Yeah, I already mentioned that.
Ooh,
weeks and weeks ago about how old that bottle is.
I did open up the nose, open up a little bit. Well, there's like some floral shit.
Good thing we're cleaning it with alcohol.
Yeah.
And we're sanitizing it.
Yeah, getting like a field of some sort. Not necessarily a field of wildflowers, but there is like it's more earthy on the nose now than it is just that, like you said, the oak and caramel. It's toned down some of that sweet.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it takes a little bit of that sharp, it smooths it over. Doesn't really change the flavor. It just smooths off some of those high points.
Mm-hmm.
That might be a good-ass whiskey right there to put on a big ball of ice. That way you're not getting it watered down to, or like actual fucking rocks, like the frozen yeah. rocks, just to cool it down a little bit.
That's the kind of bottle you just sit outside next to the fire with and don't put anything else in it. Let nature cool it down.
Right.
and then you can't walk about 2 hours later.
Oh, shit.
You fall face first into the fire because you try to stand up and you're fucking hammered.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's good. It's good. It's better than the first one I had.
I'm going to say 7.
Whatever the first one was I had, I don't even know what it was. So,
yep. I'm for that. I'm glad I got a whole ass bottle of it at the house.
Right.
I can start drinking it now. I didn't want to drink it before here.
Well, good deal. Hope you enjoy it.
Yeah, we got a part 2 coming up next week, fellas.
Yeah, the sister bottle.
Yeah. I'm glad I asked the guy because we were there and I was looking around.
I gave it 6.
Like, okay, here's a whole bunch of fucking bottles of Four Roses. It wasn't anything. Nothing stood out. Like, they didn't say, they'd have like a sign was like, hey, you can only buy this bottle here. You know what I mean? And we were getting ready to leave. Like, I found a cool shirt that, like, it's in the shape of a Four Roses bottle. And it tells you all the different processes, or it talks about bourbon, what it's supposed to, you know, it's like a tasting notes kind of thing. But it's a pretty cool little shirt. And I had that. And we were getting ready to leave, and I just happened to ask him. I was like, y'all got anything here that I can't get anywhere else? And he's like, yeah, as a matter of fact, we got these two. And then he told me about them. And I'm glad I decided to ask him, because I was straight up going to walk out that bitch without anything.
Yeah.
Because I don't know enough about Four Roses to know that they have 10 different fucking recipes and all that shit, right?
Right.
And I just saw, you know, single barrel. I was like, okay, well, there's all kinds of single barrel around this bitch. Why are these over here on these shelves? Because they didn't call anything out.
Right.
But I'm glad I asked. I wish there was a way for other folks to be able to access that one. Hiccup.
They can.
Sorry.
Method distillery.
Yeah, I mean, but like just regularly be able to walk into a damn liquor store and find those particular bottles. I'm assuming they can find that recipe, right?
Oh, yeah, you can find the same recipe, but as far as the specific barrel, you can find the OESK. I think I've had other single barrel strengths of either OESK or the one we're going to do next week, the OESQ. I've had those, but not these specifically.
Those letters mean something?
Yeah, I read it off for you earlier.
Oh.
Spicy, full body.
No, I mean like OESK. Does O stand for something?
Fuck, and E stands for something? Probably. I mean,
because you were talking about before we got started.
No, Jamie, look it up.
What'd you say?
You said one of these has a higher rye.
Yeah, the other one. One we'll do next week.
Put mean at the end of it. Maybe that'll bring it up. No, yeah. Mean.
Main.
What is OESK mean?
What is?
We black now.
What is?
What is OESK? Oaks.
Oh, look at that steel. Yeah. That's pretty.
You were there. What you talking about?
I didn't see the distillery.
They didn't
saw
let
the shop.
Him go inside.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's the one you're gonna... So, how to read Four Roses bourbon label.
First letter indicates the location of the distillery.
Nice. O represents the Four Roses Distillery in Lawrenceburg, Kentucky, according to Four Roses. Yeah, okay, whatever.
Second letter. Clue indicates the mash bill. E.
Oh, nice.
So it's E or B. Huh?
So E, if it's B. E, that one goes scroll up a little bit. 75% corn, 20% rye, and 5% malted barley.
Nice. Third letter is always the same. S indicates straight whiskey. Fourth letter indicates the yeast.
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 K is the one we're doing now. Yeasty. K is light. Light, slight spice. Light,
say that 10 times
light,
fast.
Slight spice. Light, slight spice. Light caramel and full-bodied.
Hmm.
Man, if that's light
and
caramel.
Next week's is going to be the Q. It'll be essence of floral.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Yeasty.
Essence of floral. Okay.
What's a word that sounds dirty that's not technically?
Moist.
Yeast.
They said
fucking
moist.
For yeast for sure. I can't stand that word.
You just hate the word.
I just hate the fucking word.
Wake up hating that word.
Yeast. Every time I hear yeast, I think of yeast infection. That's just fucking nasty.
But you gotta have yeast for beer.
I've bought yeast for
whiskey.
Whiskey. Bread.
Bread.
Almost all the good things require yeast.
vaginas sometimes.
But if that yeast happens to get infected,
right?
It's a problem.
Yeah.
Is it an infection of the yeast, or is the yeast the infection?
I don't know how that works. I don't know exactly the properties of a yeast infection. All I know is it's not good.
Vaginas are gross.
They are gross. They're moist, dark holes that just fucking...
it's a man will lose himself playground. And just...
Let me stir that yeast hole up.
Ruin his whole life over a yeast hole. Terry's like, I can't even take my fucking headphones off and get away from it.
Yeah, most dudes are just like, man, I can't wait to get in your yeast hole. I bet you that would be, if you could actually pick a girl up with that line.
Girl, let me plunge that yeast hole.
Oh, man. Hey, baby, has your yeast curdled lately?
What's the word I'm looking for?
Yeast?
No.
I don't know.
Uvula?
No.
Vulva?
Mm-mm. You get it. You get it in your throat. Esophagus? Nope. No, you get it.
Strep.
Strep. You gotta have yeast for strep.
That's true.
So is a strep throat yeast infection?
Is it? Most of the time you get strep from yeast.
Oh no!
You go down on a girl with a yeast infection, you get strep throat for sure.
Why are we looking at donut holes?
Yeast.
Yeast.
It's a yeast hole.
Oh wow! They actually have them.
Oh, that's not the kind of yeast hole I want to put my wiener in.
I bet it'd feel good, though.
I mean, nice and warm. Yeah.
Have you ever stuck your dick in a nice, warm yeast hole?
That sounds good. Oh, yeah? Well, here you go. Got these at Shipley's this morning.
Right? It's going to be sticky.
They even got one with like a...
I'm going to say that next time. Can I get a dozen yeast holes?
I do think it's a weird thing if you think about it. When you go in there and you buy donut holes, you're not buying the hole. You're buying what was left after the creation of the hole. So when you're actually buying regular ass donuts, you're buying donut holes. Mm.
Donuts with holes.
Yeah, but you're buying the donut hole. I mean, you're buying the donut as well, but you're also buying the donut hole.
Yeah, because
that should be called donut plugs.
Yes, donut bungs.
Donut buns. Give me that yeast bun.
Yes. That's it. You got any chocolate yeast buns? Bungs?
That's a hard one to say.
That is hard to say.
How come they don't have blueberry cake donut holes? You know, the blueberry cake donuts that are fucking amazing?
Man, I would make myself sick.
Yeah. You can throw down 12 of those with no problem.
Fuck yeah. Glass of milk.
Oh, God.
Fuck, I'm fat. And I don't even eat donuts.
Why don't they have donut holes up every single fucking donut? That makes no sense. What are they doing with the rest of them? They just throwing that shit away and only selling the glaze? They're fucking... I'm finna open up a shop.
Missing out.
I'm finna open a shop and I'm gonna sell nothing but donut holes.
It could be called nothing but yeast holes.
Nothing but yeast holes.
Beezy's yeast bungs.
That's right.
Hot fresh, come get them.
Can you imagine the first day the sign goes up on that building? Beezy's yeast bungs. There people are like, what the fuck is that? But I get a lot of business, I bet. People would be coming in there just to see what it was, and then they'd see what it was, and they'd be like, oh, gotta have that.
And you can't sell them to them if they call them donut holes.
Nope. What does the sign say?
Yeast bungs.
Read the
yeast
fucking bungs.
Because a bung fills a hole.
What was that commercial back in the day that apparently everybody was like, oh, the Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity at IHOP. Like, people, they had these dudes going in there with, like, masks on and shit because they didn't want to say that word, those words in order to get the food. That's what people would be doing at your shop. They'd be coming in with their COVID masks. Just
point them in and be like, I want this.
Can I have that?
Well, that's what you do at Asian restaurants when you can't read them. I want the number 13.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I always do.
The T7.
Why you call that? General Chow Chicken.
I want the ginger sauce. Ginger.
Crema Sanyang guy.
No, not Caesar. Ginger. No, fucking Caesar.
Would you like the Crema Sanyang guy?
No. No, I don't want any of that. There it is. Rudy Tooty Fresh and Fruity Pancakes.
So anyway, forgot to tell y'all this. After Thanksgiving the other day, driving back from my brother's house, and it cracked me up. I always try to get my phone out quick enough when I see catastrophes about to happen so I can record them. We can laugh about them later. But anyway, driving back from my brother's house, somewhere between the lake and New Diana, there's a house on the one side, the right side, if you're heading back, whatever direction that is, fuck it. East? No, west side. West side of...
Are you talking about Naked Lawnmower Man?
No. Isn't he in New Diana?
Yeah. What are we talking about? I wasn't listening. Where yet?
Oh, God. He's on the road.
I am on the road.
Yeah, I know where.
259.
Mm-hmm.
Between the lake, between Highway 155
mm-hmm.
and New Diana, somewhere.
Okay.
I think I'm actually...
Ore City.
Before we even get to Ore City.
Okay.
So...
La Fama Foods.
No. Wasn't it? Yeah, they're out there.
Okay.
Yeah. So it was on the right side of the road, heading south, right?
Mm.
There's a house. I'm heading south.
Yes. There's not a lot going on over there.
There's one fucking house out in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah.
With like a 100-foot-long gravel driveway.
Okay.
I see this, what seemed to me maybe like a 6 or 7-year-old child on a bicycle.
Mm. Okay.
And I would assume his father or guardian is behind him, sending him on his way down this gravel driveway that is at an incline.
Towards the highway.
No. It was running parallel with the highway. Right. Like, you would have had to have turned. Like, he would have ran off in the ditch or whatever, hit the fence first.
Gotcha.
But anyway, he gets about 15 feet down this gravel driveway and just completely eats shit.
Starts getting the wee-wee-wee wobblies.
slides about 3 to 4 feet. And I was like, oh! They just took the fucking training wheels off of that kid's bike and sent him down a gravel driveway. Yeah.
Bye.
What kind of fucking asshole does that?
Parents.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, you got to just send them out there.
Yep. So I figured y'all might have funny stories.
Nah, I didn't teach mine.
Fuck.
You didn't teach him how to ride a bike?
Mm-mm.
I have yet to teach Abel.
He went to a friend's house and they taught him while he was there.
Oh, nice.
It's like, hey, I could save me the problem.
I taught Anthony how to ride a bike, but I haven't taught Abel. We tried to get him on one. He was like, yeah, it's not about it. He ate shit in fucking Washington, D.C., though.
What happened?
We rented these, like, the Lime scooters, the little...
Should have learned how to ride a bike.
You know what I mean? They were just the where you're like, I don't know what the fuck are they are. They're...
They're birds. They're...
Yeah, birds.
Murderized?
Yeah,
motorized electric scooters.
And he ate shit on
it's like
one.
The Razor. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Those right there.
Oh, yeah.
Anyways, we got some of those so that we could tool around and not have to walk for miles and fucking miles and miles.
Right, that's economical.
Yeah, and it wasn't that bad. I mean, they move pretty quick, and I fucked with them in St. Louis one time. And when we got there, I was like, holy shit, I didn't even think about these things being here. So we jumped on them, and at first... I just had Abel riding on the front of mine. Like, he was standing at the very front. He was just holding the little handlebar thing, and we were just cruising around. And he wanted to fucking try to ride it by himself. And I was like, okay, dude. It's like, it's easy, right? It's not hard, but he just wasn't fucking ready. And he got on it. And, like, to make him go, you kind of got to, like, give him foot power first and get it moving, and then it'll actually, the motor will kick in and carry you on. Like, you can't just stand on it and press the button and it'll go. So he was trying to do the push it along like he would a skateboard, and then about the time he decided to push the gas, he pushed it all the way.
Whiskey throttle.
Yes, and he got weebly wobbly, and the motherfucker turned upside down and landed on him, and he immediately started fucking crying. And, you know, of course, me being me, I was like, dude, you're all right, don't. But it's everything I could do to just keep him fucking laughing at him.
Mom was over there laughing at him like, you dumb shit. Should have let us teach you how to ride a bike.
He wouldn't bugging us anymore after that.
I can't remember where I was at the other day, and I saw somebody fall, and I remember I had to hide to laugh. Where was I at?
Oh, man. If I ever see
I think
that.
I might have been at work. It was one of my stops or something, and, like, I saw it coming, and I had to, like, I was in the back of the truck, and I just had to, like, dip behind just because I was, like, trying to be quiet because they were really close.
Oh god.
There's very few things as funny as watching somebody just eat shit.
Yeah, no. That's good stuff.
That's one of Terry's whole ass favorite things, especially when they're slipping around on ice where they're trying to, like, maintain their balance.
If you're ever just having a bad day, just watch people eat shit. Like fall down.
Well, that's why Fell Army is so fucking.
And you can customize and save with Liberty Mutual.
Oh my god.
Oh, thanks, Liberty Mutual. This is an unpaid advertisement.
Right. Not a sponsor.
Yeah.
fried chicken.
Wow, we got another one.
Colonel Snowman. Not a sponsor of KFC either.
Hashtag they're not sponsoring us.
What in the actual
Colonel
fuck?
Snowman delivering chicken to a bunch of black
Turn
folks.
Turn the volume down.
Oh, this is people waxing ass.
Did y'all notice that Colonel Sanders, Colonel Snowman, was delivering fried chicken to a bunch of black people?
Racist.
Wow. Whoop, whoop. It's a domino effect.
Fucking ice is evil as shit.
Maybe it'll be on here, but you've seen the one where the person drives up in the driveway and drops people off and they end up all three falling?
This is my favorite.
That guy's on the struggle bus. Good Lord. He just throws the fucking shovel. Wow.
That's the one where he throws it and it sounds like Nirvana. Dun, dun, dun.
Yep, people falling and eating shit is always fucking funny.
My favorite one is the, there's two, like, some woman is out, like, doing an interview out in the snow, just snowfall everywhere, and you see these two athletic white people come running up, and they're like, oh, it's snow, it's the perfect weather to run in, slow impact. And they take off running, the bitch fucking eats it about 30 feet later, just whoop, whoop, fucking all busting their ass and shit. Nope. Yeah, no. Here I go, guys.
Yeah,
here
you seem to resign.
Like, you can't do nothing.
Nope. You just gotta lock your fucking. That's what makes it so. If people would just be like, okay, fuck it, it's happening, just go down, get yourself based, and get up, you'd be just fine. But everybody tries to fight it. They don't want to fucking lose that battle of gravity.
Stupid. Before I just completely eat shit, I'm just gonna squat. Just squat down and sit down.
The least amount of distance you got to go to hit the ground is even better.
I'm too old to be doing that. Yeah. That'll hurt you.
That's how you get
right there.
Broken tailbone, concussion.
Yeah, I've watched these people like hit the ground.
Jiggled up insides. Pain. Yeah.
I'd be sore for weeks.
Laying in the bed for a week and a half.
I fucking ate shit on the back of my boat this last summer before I put that grip tape on the little fender back there. Oh,
Beezy ate shit trying to get off the boat that one day.
He ate it.
I mean, I had a telp.
He said it wasn't on me. Yeah, I ate shit and I was bruised. My whole lower body was fucking sore for a good solid 2 weeks, man.
Yeah.
I'm not built for falling like that anymore.
Wow.
Way too long. Gone.
They gone.
Oh, this one. The lady inside laughing gets me every fucking time.
Well, it's here.
Where's the volume at? Is that volume? Oh.
No.
No, they got you covered up with
music.
with bass fucking YouTube music, I guess. Oh, no.
He's about to. Oh.
Oh, he's going to eat it.
No. He's using that snow drift right there to.
Hey, it ain't his first rodeo. He's an older fellow. It's like, I can't be falling down anymore.
Yeah. Break a fucking hip.
She's just steadily just struggling.
That's not the best one I've ever seen, but.
Yeah, it's hard being a parent sometimes when your kids do shit that you know is like hurting them either emotionally and or physically, and it's you're just sitting there going, "That's fucking hilarious," is what that is. It's fucking hilarious.
We had a tree cut down, and there's a pretty good crater in my yard. And we were out there playing football the other day with my youngest. And I threw the ball, but he can't catch it yet. He's too young. He just says, throw it. I'm going to go get it. I'm like, so we play fetch.
All
right. So anyways, I threw it, and I saw exactly where it landed. And I was like, oh, he's going to run right through that fucking hole to go get it. And so I was like, yes, yes, because he was at a full sprint. I was like, he's going to eat it. Somehow he planted his foot right down in the crater and then somehow came right back up. And I was like, no. I mean, but you could see like his leg that went down in the crater locked, like his knee locked, and it kind of bounced him up a little bit. I was like, oh, so close, so close.
That's the worst feeling in the world when you take a step and, like, in your brain, there's supposed to be solid there.
It's
and
either higher or lower. Yeah.
Yes. Well, the low is the one that always, like, just freaks me the fuck out, even if it's just, like, an inch or two.
Because you reach for it, you're like, oh,
oh God. You overreact, you stop the ground.
Extend your knee.
Oh, I know. I for sure would have. If, like, what he did... If I would have done that, my knee would have just snapped back.
You'd have probably snapped your fucking femur again.
Yeah. Hell, I hyperextended my knee when I broke my femur. So.
Ew. That would have hurt.
They say it's the most painful bone to break. The femur. What's happening over there?
know. OCD. Oh.
Well, all right then.
Yeah. Anything else funny?
No,
happened?
That's it. That's see y'all it. Later.
Man, that's a weak one.
I've been watching Letterkenny. That's about it. That's pretty funny.
Letterkenny.
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 Where does the name come from? It's, his name's
it's
Letter?
It's a town in Canada, right near the border.
Letterkenny, Canada.
Letterkenny, Ontario.
Letterkenny, Ontario, Canada.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. We had a conversation with Mark about that the other day with fucking addresses. It feels like they're like British or UK addresses. It's almost like a galactic address. Yeah. They got so much fucking information.
We knew it was long, but we asked him what it was. And when he started saying it, he and Curtis both at one point started he was just fucking with us because he just kept on saying words. We're like, hey, yeah, okay.
Right.
He was like, this, Kent, something, 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 mm-hmm. UK, something. I was like, what? It was crazy. But yeah, we were like, I was like, this is mine. Bam, bam, bam. And he was like, that's it. That's it.
I can say it in less than half a breath.
Yeah.
What was that you had pulled up? Was it Letterkenny? Oh, okay.
I've seen clips that are pretty humorous. I probably should watch it.
Is the whole show like those, like the clips that we've probably seen?
No, they have activities.
Is it scripted?
It's scripted. Improv. Yeah, the guy in the plaid shirt with his thumbs in his belt loops, he's the one he's the main writer.
Gotcha.
Yeah, and
this guy.
Yeah,
you said plaid shirt. There's more than one plaid shirt.
Yeah, thumbs in his belt loops.
Thumbs in his belt loops.
Yeah, nobody else.
Oh, this guy.
Yeah.
So yeah, I was focusing on the big picture.
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's the main writer.
Or this guy.
Same guy.
Does he stand like that all the time?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's.
Or this guy.
Yeah. Same guy.
Plaid shirt.
Different color shirt. Thumbs in his belt loops.
Thumbs in his belt loops. He stands like that constantly.
All right.
Yeah. He's like the local tough guy, but he's not, doesn't act like a tough guy. It's just everybody challenges him.
Gotcha.
So he's always fighting.
I kind of swore one of the clips I've seen seemed like it was improv. Didn't seem like it was written. Just the way they were carrying it out, I was like, that's not scripted. They're just winging it.
Somebody could.
And it was funny.
It's probably 70% improv. Like, they have an idea, and then they just start running through it.
So there's not, it's not scripted. It's like, here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
Fucking do it how you want.
It's not written. I would doubt it's written out verbatim, because they just start coming up with stuff. And they probably have like an hour's worth of footage for a 10-minute scene. Where they're just trying to think of dumb shit to say.
Right.
So.
Is it like a show that has like a through line, or is each individual episode like its standalone thing?
Yes and no. Like, there is a common theme running through the major part of the season. But each episode has its own different stuff going on.
It doesn't leave off one episode and start at the next.
It will do that from time to time. Okay. Like, for instance, one episode, you see, I don't want to give out too much.
Don't give out anything.
Well, you see something happen at the end of one episode, and then it immediately, like,
starts
picks up
the next one. Yeah.
So it will do that from time to time.
Gotcha.
Oh. Pull up an old clip.
It's fucking hot in there.
I know, man. Somebody turned the heater on.
So who's you should somebody? Punch that dude in the face.
Probably Brandon. Go punch him in the face.
Is he asleep?
No, he just got home.
Oh, I was going to say, if he's asleep, I'll go punch him in the face.
That would be hilarious.
Wake up!
I would definitely fucking video that.
What do you mean he just got home?
He just got home like after y'all got here.
His truck was here when I got here.
Yeah, his truck hadn't moved in a week.
Oh.
Oh.
Just do best of. Best of right there.
Oh, he stayed at a lady friend's.
No, he stayed at a dude's
house. Ooh, a dude friend. I think this is the one that I've seen on TikTok 1,000 times.
Yeah.
Nice onesie. Is it coming men's?
Oh, I think you come in men enough for all of us.
I think you better come in my... you better come...
I think you better come say that to his face, you fucking hicks.
Nice execution.
You're doing terrific.
It's incredibly dry. Incredibly dry.
I'm probably going to dig this show.
Yeah.
Go time!
Look at that fucking treasure trail.
What's up with your fucking body hair, Big Shoots? You look like a 12-year-old Dutch girl. Your aesthetician coiffed that for you?
You can kiss my aesthetician. You guys do CrossFit?
You can cross fuck off.
Yeah, you're going to have to pause between these laughs because they just roll.
Come on, kitten. I want...
They just roll.
You can cross fuck off.
You can cross fuck off.
Cross fart. How many times you pulled your horn today, bud?
What?
Oh, she's bashful.
Oh, come on, kitten. I won't tell anyone. Ballpark 6 to 8. You're a fucking animal.
Play a little 5-on-1.
Hit the kitchen. Mix a batch.
Feed the ducks.
Distribute some free literature.
Thirsty Thursdays, boys.
This is what I'm saying.
Might as well get balls deep in a bottle of Gus and Brew tonight.
It's four-leaf clover. Make a wish.
Wish you weren't so fucking awkward, bud.
You made a good choice coming here tonight.
Now, why is that?
Hold your finger here for as long as you can.
What, for... All right.
Now imagine your soul engulfed in that for all of eternity.
Oh, my God.
There's a few guys walking around town claiming to be the toughest guys in Letterkenny.
I'm the toughest guy in Letterkenny.
You were the toughest guy in Letterkenny. It's been some time. Now, it's safe to assume that that title is as important to you now as it was then?
It's the duck with a boner drag weeds.
Does a duck with a boner drag weeds? Well, I gotta start saying that now.
Yes.
Or good buddy.
I'd be most worried if I tore my ball sack open trying to do a skateboard trick. If I could see my accessory glands.
Well, you don't want to go too kooky with accessories on your truck or your Jeep. It's okay with like a quad though, like my buddy Big T's got a snorkel kit on his, and that's pretty punk rock.
What's an accessory gland?
Well, if your vas deferens is your sperm ducts, the accessory glands is what supplies lubricant to the sperm duct.
I think if I ripped open my ball sack trying to do a skateboard trick, I'd be most worried about seeing my seminal vesicles.
Oh, like the Florida State seminal vesicles?
Like the sack that hangs behind your vas deferens that contains fructose, which is energy for the sperm.
Yeah, it's like when you go in the city there and they got them charge stations for the people what drive the electric cars. That's pretty much your seminal vesicles.
I thought it was pretty funny when I said Florida State seminal vesicles.
It's pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, I got to start watching that shit.
How many seasons are there?
8, about to be 9.
Oh, Lord.
There's only like 7-8 episodes per season. So.
Gotcha.
I think they're all like 20-minute episodes, so I mean, you can power through it in a weekend.
Did that show come on TV, or is it just Hulu special?
It started on YouTube. They did the clips where they're just talking about shit. And
blew up. Hey, you on the show?
Crave TV picked them up, and then they just... started fucking snowballing.
So it's never been network TV?
No. Never been on network. And I think because they say fuck every other word. I mean, it's never going to be on ABC or NBC.
Right.
It's hilarious. I mean, the dirtiest character in the whole series is probably Shorzy, which, fun fact, the guy standing there with the plaid shirt and his thumb.
The thumb in his belt loop?
Thumbs in his belt loops. He actually plays that character, but you never see his face. So he's always either... You got his back turned. There's one scene. They come walking into the fucking shower, and he's doing a handstand with his feet up against the wall, butt naked with the shower shooting right down into his crotch. And he's just sitting there talking shit to the two, the beach bums looking like kids that walked up that took their shirts off.
Yeah.
Like, he hates those guys, and they hate him, so they're just always back and forth. And it's the funniest shit. And like he's always saying, "Yeah, I fucked your mom the other night, and Shorzy or Jonesy's mom came over right after, and I fucked her too." And just goes into it. It's quite funny. I can't do it justice.
All right, I'll check it out.
Yeah, it's pretty funny.
Definitely gonna have to look into that. And that may be one of those things that I watch alone because Terry thinks that shit's funny, but she gets annoyed with it.
It's one of the things that you got to watch multiple times because you don't catch everything they say. It's like trying to listen to freaking Mark or Jigs. Like, yeah. It sounds like Pikes. You know?
I don't know, man. I've been playing Warzone enough with Mark to where I've got it down now.
Yeah, I bet.
I don't miss anything now.
You got the accent yet? Can you do it?
No.
Let's hear it. Come on. Do it.
Can't do it.
You can do it. I know you can. You've listened to him enough. You can do it.
Can't do it.
You can't do it.
Fuck. Can't. Fucking suck a life.
Fucking failure.
He said it's not a second life.
That was a little harsh.
Yeah.
You might have taken yourself down too many pegs there. I don't think you suck at life just because you can't do a
British
accent.
If I was to watch The Mandalorian, do I have to watch Star Wars first?
No.
Everybody talks about The Mandalorian's good. And they've been talking about it in the Discord now. I'm like, well, what the fuck are they talking about? Do I need to watch this now?
I haven't seen The Mandalorian yet.
Yep. I'm what, two episodes into the second season. I need to kind of start powering through it before I get all the spoiler alert.
Does he walk around with one of those little bitty guitars?
No, that's not the Mandalorian.
Oh, oh, okay.
It's a Mandalorian.
Oh, is it Boba Fett?
It's
Boba Fett.
Well, no, it's not Boba Fett, but Boba Fett was a Mandalorian.
Ah,
what's a Mandalorian?
That guy.
They're like a sect, I guess. They're not really a race, but they're not
Mandalorians
like
in Star Wars.
They're bounty hunters.
It's kind of like saying
I've never heard them called Mandalorian other than this series. I didn't know.
Is there Mandalorians in the Star Wars series?
Boba Fett. Boba Fett.
I don't know who that is.
He's the guy that looks like that in the very last Star Wars.
Lost.
In the very last Star Wars.
I never knew.
So is Mandalorian. Go.
I never knew Boba Fett was a Mandalorian. I didn't know Mandalorian was a thing until this series came out.
Does the Mandalorian take place after all the Star Wars?
That or I before?
No, again, it got Baby Yoda. Did Yoda have a baby, or is that Yoda as a baby?
It's not even Baby Yoda. It's called the Child. He is the same species as Yoda, but it's not. Everybody calls him Baby Yoda, but it's not actual Yoda.
As far as the timeline of when it takes place,
it takes place after.
After, yeah. Because they have what? Old fucking Carl Weathers? No, Carl Weathers was in it, but they had. Didn't they have somebody from the fucking Originals 3 series?
Yeah, this is post the fall of the Empire.
Gotcha.
This is New Republic era.
Is it pre or post the current trilogy? The Last Jedi and all that.
I feel like it's probably
parallel.
Yeah, kind of. I don't know. I get confused on all that shit. I watched the thing. I pulled it up the other day. I was like, okay, I need a timeline for the Star Wars canon.
Is Yoda alive or dead?
Yoda?
Dead.
I don't know if you're
His physical form is dead.
Yes.
So there's a Yoda ghost.
His ghost force Yoda exists.
His force still exists. How did Yoda die?
Old age.
He just said, I'm done.
He was like fucking 800 years old. 900 years. He was
that
stupid.
That thing right there, the child, is 50 years old. So if you think Yoda, full grown,
and
controls
old,
the force.
And old looking.
And old as fuck.
Full grown at maybe 6 inches taller than that guy.
Right.
He's a foot taller.
But that little fucker can already control the force, and it's like a whole thing.
Does that little fucker talk?
Nope. He coos. And
so he can't talk yet. 50 years old, can't talk yet.
Correct.
Man, that's
but when he does talk, he'll probably talk backwards like Yoda.
Maybe.
Probably.
I don't know. It's kind of a thing to wait for, I guess, because it's like you're. It's like if you.
We
got to
wait
your
a fucking 100 years for that, Kurt. You ain't got time for that shit.
Fucking 500
All these
in.
Motherfuckers are going to be dead.
It's like if we create a child, right? Me and Terry create a child, and we take that child.
I thought
child,
you were talking about you and Beezy.
Oh, that would be cool.
We want a hairy butt
children.
Child.
We would be very famous. But. If we were to create a child here in this state, in this city, in this room even, and immediately give that child to Mark, it's going to talk like Mark.
Yeah.
Right? So the same, I'm assuming that this child, as it grows up, if it stays with Mando, it's going to end up talking like Mando, not this backwards talk.
Is that what they call him,
his
Mando?
His name's Mando? Mando the Mandalorian?
Yeah. Very few people know his actual
That didn't take much thought process.
Yeah, they're like it's almost like Freemasons or something. It's like they're a thing.
What kind of fucking peripheral vision does he have out of that fucking helmet? I mean, you've got like
none.
Well, that helmet's like electronic. It does scanning and all that. Oh, crazy shit.
Cheap shot the hell out of that guy.
It's fucking space.
They're not in space. They're on planets.
Well, they're in space between planets.
I mean, planets are allegedly in space anyway, so we're all in space.
Right.
If that's the fucking story you subscribe to. Anyway.
Yeah, when we went to the moon.
Yeah.
Wink,
yeah,
wink.
Yeah.
We were aliens.
What was that? Technically not, because the moon is in the Earth's atmosphere. So,
oh, okay.
I mean.
Well, when we landed the rover on Mars, it was an alien.
Correct.
Okay.
Technically,
sure. It was an alien. You don't have to be a human to be an alien.
No, no.
Obviously.
I mean, Mexicans are aliens.
True.
Here.
Illegal.
True.
Yeah, some of them.
True.
Yeah. What'd you post the other day?
You can have an alien substance in your body.
True.
Like a butt plug.
Yeah.
Yes.
That is an alien.
I don't know why you went straight to that. I was thinking alcohol. It's not
that's
natural.
Not an alien substance. That's
it
a chemical.
It's an
alien substance is an actual object in your body. Like if you got a surgery and they forgot something
in
there.
Your body treats alcohol as a poison, though.
Yeah, it does.
That's why you get.
Yeah.
That's why I feel good.
Especially after that butt plug.
It's good old poison. put that poison in me.
Yeah, I think Aaron was the one
you put the alcohol in your butt plug. You could. And put it up there. Every time you sit down, it just squirts alcohol, up enemas, in you.
He put the picture enemas. Up of the Blanton's butt plug.
Yeah. There's your whiskey butt plug right there.
That would be weird.
I got some pepper sauce and a Blanton's bottle in there. I don't know how that refers to anything we were just talking about. But
oh, yeah. Would you FYI. Take that home this time while I'm thinking about it?
With it's the whole- probably not good.
It's fucking carbonated.
Vinegar. Probably not carbonated anymore.
The bottle at the house, I still have the bottle, and I got some out to put on some food that I was having the other day, and I like shook the bottle like you do with hot sauce, right? Get it back into fucking solution.
Did it squirt on you?
Dude, it like, it was all foamy and shit. It was some sort of a carbonation.
This is mine?
Yeah, I gave it to you like
it's been sitting there forever, and I almost a while ago was like, the fuck is this, and why is it going to sit there? Why is it sitting there that long?
I already ate mine like a month ago. And you were like, oh, no, I'll get it when I come over here and do the review with him tomorrow.
You told me that, huh?
Yeah, and you responded. You said, oh, I'll pick it up tomorrow when I come over and do the review with Kelly.
Why would I do that instead of just take it with me right then?
Because you'd already left. I called you.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah. I was drunk.
Imagine that.
I was drunk in the Uber on the way home.
Yes. Correct. They got a whole line of products. Pappy's Moonshine, Pappy's
pretty tasty.
Barrel-aged pepper sauce. That's the one we got, right? That's pretty, it's actually really good.
That's what
good.
That is?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
I had to order good. Some.
They have.
So it's not like a hot sauce for a chip. It's like a hot sauce you would put on a taco.
It's a hot sauce.
Hot sauce.
You're not, it's not a salsa.
Yes, it's not salsa. It's
yeah, but if you ask for, what do you get when you ask for salsa in Mexico?
Pico de gallo.
Pico. Probably a man sperm.
Man a dance.
Yeah, but even when you said hot sauce when you were there. In my mind, since we're Texas and we call hot sauce, I pictured a fucking, like a chunky salsa.
Oh, no.
With, made from them.
No, no.
I mean,
no.
I know what the difference is between salsa and fucking, but when you go by, when I say, hey man, pick up some hot sauce on the way, you're not gonna stop and get something like that at the grocery store. You would pick up like fucking.
Well. No, I'd come back with a bottle of Louisiana hot sauce.
Yes, exactly. I would do the same thing.
100%.
So I would have to say the word salsa to you. Or
yes,
you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I've never heard y'all use that word once in my life.
Have I ever asked you to buy me salsa?
No, but I'm saying when we go to, if we went out to eat to a Mexican restaurant, you wouldn't be like, hey, can I have some of that salsa? Can I have some of that salsa? Or do you say, yeah, I need some chips and hot sauce?
Chips and salsa.
Chips and salsa.
They don't call it
salsa. It's what it salsa, says it on the menu.
But they don't call it salsa there.
I don't care what they don't call it.
We had some of that root beer right there, too. It's pretty tasty.
I've always asked for chips and salsa.
Yeah, chips and salsa.
Always.
If you go to an actual Mexican restaurant.
I don't believe you.
You're the weird one.
He just pulled the fucking Anchorman thing or whatever. I don't believe you. Lighting up smoke.
If I would have had a cigar, I would have put it in my mouth.
Yeah, when I didn't really realize it. But when I first, I probably made that switch back when I first started going to like authentic Mexican restaurants with the Mexican guys in the field. Like one of them they took me to is some of the best Mexican food I ever had in my life. It was in a Sonic, an old Sonic, like the inside portion. And they had like three tables and the food was amazing. And he was like, they brought, you know, salsa to the table. And then he asked the lady, he's like, can we get some hot sauce? And I was like, hello. We got a whole fucking table full of it right here. And then he's talking about the red and green.
Yeah, like Tomatillo and
Cholula. The shit that.
Tabasco. Yeah.
No, this is like shit that they make. And it comes in like a little squirt bottle. It's like a Mexican made hot sauce.
Right. That's but I'm just fucking saying, delicious. I understand the difference between salsa and hot sauce.
Yeah. I would not call.
I was naming hot sauces.
I would not call tomatillo sauce salsa.
No.
Yeah. Like the it's what you sauce. Get in a little bitty. Yeah.
Tomatillo and Cholula
yeah.
and Louisiana and Tabasco.
But those you don't ask for chips and hot sauce.
I don't ask for it anyways. They ask me.
Do you
they look it? At you and yeah. like, this motherfucker wants some chips and salsa. I can tell. Fat bastard.
They just don't even ask here.
No.
You go to a Mexican joint here, they walk up and they just throw that shit on your table.
They normally ask, how many of these do you want?
Right.
Normally, I got to say, can I get some green sauce?
They're like, do your little kids want them? And I'm like, yes, they do.
I will
because
say.
Because I'm fixing to eat four of these.
Yes.
I don't want to wait on you.
I will say, like, I ask for green sauce. I don't say hot sauce. I say, let me get some green sauce.
I don't usually eat green sauce, though.
I like the green sauce.
I liked it at Casa Le before it changed.
To Don Benito's or whatever the fuck it is now. Dominita sucks ass.
It's just like fucking Casa Ole.
Dude, we went. It's changed a little bit, and in the food
price when
we
has went, gone up.
The food was fucking trash. Actually, ordered some shit. Wouldn't even eat it. It was so bad.
Ew. Yeah, we weren't.
They said, "Well, we'll change it out for you. It's fine." Brought another one, and she was like,
"It's TV dinner.
I can't eat this either." And I'm not just trying to be an ass. She was like, "I can't." And she's like, "We'll take it off the menu." And now she's like, "No, I'm not even asking for that. I'll pay for it, but I just can't do this."
Yeah.
And we have not been back. I mean,
we went right after they changed
she
over.
She should have been like, "I am part Mexican. I can't eat this."
No, it was the cheese. She said the cheese tasted and smelled old fucking and old. Yes,
the cheese like just is sour, old and
just
moldy.
Nasty. That's she was like, good. "I can't do it," and she was like, "Well, we'll replace it for you." She was like, "I don't think it's going to matter if you're going to use the same cheese. It's not going to matter." She was like, "Well, let me just try it." She brought another plate out. Sure enough, same thing. She was like, "I can't." Uh-uh. And I was like, "No, I don't even know what you're talking about." No, I didn't have anything with cheese on it, but I smelled it. It had a funk to it. I was like, I just rather not come
we
back.
We went right over right after they changed over, and were not happy with it at all. But Jenny said that they went here a few weeks ago, and they said it's gotten a lot better. So I don't fucking know.
Well, that time that happened was not our first time there. We went right when it first changed over, and I was like, meh. And then we went back just because I was like, meh. It's not bad. It's not great, but it's fucking food.
Right.
And then we went back, and it was terrible. And I was like, all right, fuck it. The other night, we were talking about where we're going to go for Mexican. She was like, "You want to go to Dominica's again?" I was like, "Fuck no. We said we weren't going back." She's like, "Oh, yeah."
She done forgot.
Dominica's and Cotton Patch. Ain't going back.
Terry didn't. Every time we go there to Cotton Patch, Terry gets irritated.
Well, mine's not the food. Mine's the fucking service. It's terrible. Fucking terrible. I've been there not once, but twice, and sat there for 30 minutes waiting on a fucking drink.
Nah,
fuck now, I'm not talking about a refill. I'm talking about the first person to come to my table and say, "Hey, what can we get you?"
That's what we had over
two
there
times in 30 minutes. I was like, "Never fucking again." You lost my business. This is dumb.
Me and Terry, when they opened that,
I don't see how you sat for 10 minutes without a drink.
No, I just kept on looking at the people walking by. Just, I mean, making it obvious. Hey, I'm not gonna go. Hey, fucking right here.
You should have just got up and left.
No, that's what we did. That's what I'm saying. I gave them a chance. They didn't do it. I'm done.
Bert ran
which
up.
Sucks because I like that food.
Bert ran up into the fucking Discord or somewhere, or maybe on his Facebook. Posted those tacos that he got at Choya's or Chayo's.
Chayo's.
Said they were fucking straight fire, and I was like, man, they look good. I should probably go have some of them. Me and Terry walked in there. When we walked in the door, the lady was like, just wherever y'all want to sit. And we're like, okay, so it's going to be like casual, right? It's not like a wait for somebody to take you to a table. It's casual. Cool. We go sit down. Two other tables sit down. Those two other tables get their drinks and their fucking chips and all that kind of shit. Me and Terry's. The lady comes by and drops the menus on the table and just keeps on fucking walking. She didn't say, like, hey, here's your menus. I'll be right back. None of that shit. So we're sitting there and watch these other two tables. Like, they're getting. I mean, their orders are being taken and shit. And we still ain't even got anybody to come by and be like, hey, what do you want to drink? And I told Terry, I said, if that table over there, if that dude delivers their fucking drinks, we're done. We're out. Homeboy brings their drinks and shit over there. And I'm like, okay, that's it.
They came in after you.
Yeah, yeah, like way after us.
Three whole tables came in after us.
Oh, okay. And Terry was like, she went to get him, was like, hey, can we? And I was like, no, we're done. I did the fucking SpongeBob thing. All right, I'm out. And then we just walked the fuck
I'm out.
Well, we did go back a few weeks later, here just a few days ago, I guess. And I liked the tacos.
I didn't. Fuck you, Josh Dunaway, for trying to tell me to eat those.
What kind of meat did you get?
You didn't like them?
I mean, they were okay. There's nothing. Nothing was foul about it. I was just like, meh. I mean, a fried taco. It's fucking
there.
Fried. No, I mean, there was nothing that jumped out. I was like, holy shit, this is amazing. I'm coming back.
Like, I don't know.
But,
I enjoyed them.
But the fucking cheese and gelatos were fucking fire.
Were they?
I will go back for that. But the birra.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, however you say
Bahia.
It. Yeah, B-I-R-R-A, whatever they are.
Ah, fuck what, I don't know.
I think that's how you spelled it. Anyways.
I think it's B A R.
I got Al Pastor.
Oh, you got Al Pastor.
I got the preacher.
Yeah.
Al Pastor?
Yes.
You got the roasted pork.
How do you say that?
Yes.
Yeah, I got the barbacoa, which was pretty fucking good.
I mean, I like barbacoa. That's B I R R I A. Okay.
Barilla.
Yeah, let's have Google say it.
Not to mention, they were fucking scalding as hot for the first 10 minutes of meeting on my plate.
Yeah, they were hot.
I'm like,
shit.
I can't even fucking eat this. I'm tired of waiting.
I had to crack them open and let them steam out.
Fuck.
An advertisement.
Yeah. I hate them.
Academy is not a sponsor for this.
Fuck Academy. And those Magellan gay ass shirts.
We are looking at how to pronounce the name of this
Did you even remember that? Or
currently wearing one right now?
No. I was just talking about those with like the little flap in the back. I think they.
Oh,
like
I have some of those.
I got some of those.
They're comfortable
gay
as shit.
As fuck.
They're comfortable as fuck.
Okay.
And cool.
Always thought they were gay.
And cool, he said. They breezy up in there.
He pretty
cool.
Like
pretty cool. Sure, it's pretty cool. Said
in Mexico, but it'd be fine in English to call it birria.
Birria.
Birria. Or in Mexican. Birria.
What does it mean, though?
I don't know.
What does it mean? What does birria mean?
Birria.
Have no fucking clue what that means. Apology?
Wow. I'm sorry. These fucking suck, but here, eat them. What does
birria?
What part of the cow is birria?
Mm.
Ooh. Roomba meats.
Of oxtail and beef shank. Rumba.
Roomba?
Rumba.
Yeah. You know, the microwave?
Yeah. A little thing that drives around.
Do you know, do you eat Pittsburgh hot links?
Yeah, man.
You know what they're made from?
I don't fucking care.
You don't know what they're made from? It's beef. It's all 100% beef.
Is it really?
Yeah.
I would have figured it was just everything.
Nope. It's two things.
Beef and pig intestine?
No, it's all beef. All beef.
I meant pig intestine is wrapped in. It's wrapped in beef intestine, right?
No, it's 100% beef.
Okay. Beef intestine?
Probably. No, the inside. Tongue and cheek.
Oh, nice.
Tongue and cheek meat.
Well, that's
tasty.
That's what true barbacoa is.
Yeah.
Right.
Cow cheek.
Yeah.
And it's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
If you can get the real shit, most of these places you go to, when they say barbacoa, it's not. It's fucking roast.
Yeah.
It's roast seasoned like they do real cow cheek. But if you can ever go somewhere and find something that's real cow cheek, it is so tender and just juicy and flavorful, but you just got to get past the thought of it's cow cheek. But I don't care. I'm like, it's fucking, it's
good. How am I going to these Mexican restaurants with these Mexican guys? When I say Mexican restaurant, I'm not talking about like Posados or Papacitos. I'm talking about these places that.
The hole in the walls.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like authentic fucking Mexican food. They were sitting there eating one day with them, and they brought this guy, what I thought was like fucking penne pasta. No. It was like deep fried pig innards, like a tube of some sort inside of that pig.
Well, I mean, there's
that they just chop up and like deep fry.
There's a soup
like pasta.
Get it
shit.
Up.
Shit.
Get it up.
My throat's fucked. There's a soup.
By who?
A Long John Silver.
I mean, it's not. There's nothing stuck in there. It's just gurgly feeling.
All right.
Like I got semen in it or something.
No.
Like you got throat punched by a dick.
Yeah. No. There's like a soup. That at an authentic Mexican restaurant, there's a soup that's it's basically fucking pig innards. Menudo? Menudo, yes.
Pig innards.
I think they call them not chicharrones. Those are the Mexican name for
pork rinds.
Pork rinds. Yeah, there's something else, but it's like the fucking, it's like a heart valve tube or some weird
shit.
Yeah,
menudo is like poop shoots. All about it. Menudo is like poop shoots.
Cow stomach. Beef tripe. Hominy.
No, tripa. Tripa. That's what that's. That's tripa.
Is it called tripa?
Yeah.
Okie dokie.
You can call it menudo or tripa, I think.
I tried one and it was pretty fucking tasty.
What were you talking about?
Looks like beef tube thing.
Whatever the fuck that shit was. Yeah. That dude was eating. I was like, let me try one. And it fucking just tastes good. You know what I mean? It doesn't have like a. Like whatever they flavored it in or marinated or whatever. It tasted good. It just a. Non-wasteful piece of animal.
My brother made some duck sausage the other day.
Okay.
Was it dry?
I didn't get to try it.
Mm. That's the thing about duck. You got to be careful.
Duck is dry as fuck.
Well, what's funny is for the last 2+ decades, they had a joke that was started by a friend of his named Josh that we all grew up with. And the joke was like, hey, man, you want some duck sausage? Like, sure, man. He said, well, duck on down here and get you some. So for 20 fucking
years.
Is that
Josh that lives in Gladewater?
No.
Oh.
He lives over, well, he used to, we all grew up together out on Hamby.
Yeah.
Well, we used to, that was the joke. Well, finally, this year, he actually made some duck sausage.
So he's like, you want some duck sausage? He's like, nah, fuck you, man.
Yeah, right.
It's like, okay.
I didn't get to try it. I wanted to, though.
That's a long-ass setup to save your duck sausage. Yeah.
He's like, oh, fuck you, man. And they, when they actually made it, and then they call him back a week later, like, man, that duck sausage was amazing.
Did Did I tell y'all about the deer that he missed?
Yes.
Yeah. Damn it. Fuck.
Yeah, he told us about that. And he's finally starting to catch some of his own.
Catch some hell. He's like, man, I just don't know if I can take it.
Fucking funny as shit.
All right, get us out of here, Beezy. I got a treat for the after show.
Oh, wow, we're at an hour?
Damn. Yeah.
We're here. Oddly smooth.
Yeah.
We're professionals, Aaron.
Fuck yeah, we are.
Professionals.
Professionals.
Breakfast.
Hey, we got a Discord.
Yep, we do.
There's a link for it on our website, beardedidiots.com. There's also a link for Patreon.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, on our website, beardedidiots.com. We also have a sponsor called The Beard Struggle. They're at thebeardstruggle.com, or there's probably a link for it on our website, thebeardedidiots.com.
Promo code.
Hey, we got some fucking patrons.
We do have patrons.
Fucking struggling at this today, dude. You
were doing so good up until now.
The struggle bus has jinx come yourself into the station.
Ooh, I wasn't having to think until now, man. All right, we got Jigs from Jigs Views and Reviews.
Yeah.
I'm going to say that again. Jigs from Jigs Views and Reviews.
Oh.
See, I fucked up the word views the first time.
Formerly of the Bugles podcast.
Formerly, yes. He has a podcast / also YouTube's channel. Hey, he's got some fucking merch too. Go over there and check it out and buy something.
Or listen to it.
He is a tattoo fiend.
He is. He's always getting a tattoo. He's just got a new one, like across the top of his head or something, like a rose.
He got a sword going down his throat.
Did he?
Yeah,
I saw that one. But I think his most recent one was like a rose on the top of his hand. Yeah.
He's sending us some merch.
Nice.
We're getting a merch.
I hope he knows we're fat.
Yeah, he asked our sizes, and then I asked y'all, and y'all told me, and then I told him.
Oh, okay.
So
I gave him the fat size.
I asked him, I said, do they even make, like, American
I wonder which one of us is
going to
be
there?
Off, though, because we both got the same size.
Mine.
Probably should have got one more. Unless you're planning on losing.
I'm planning on losing.
Okay.
I need to lose.
I feel like you have already.
I have.
Whatever your work,
doing
your work. Yeah.
My grip's been getting stronger, too.
Nice.
Josh Dunaway, a.k.a. Burt Dodge.
Yeah. He's a top patron.
Yes.
He's the one that recommended the Bariariariya. Yes. Tacos. In the Discord, no less.
Yes. And Brian Stessel.
Yeah.
From the Herf cast. He has a podcast where the Herf cast. He has a podcast where he talks about cigars. Go over there and check him out, man. He's got merch also. We all got fucking merch. Hey, we got merch. Go to our website, beardedidiots.com. Click on the swag shop. There's some shit in there.
Right.
Shirts and shit.
He actually, I listened to one of Brian's more recent podcasts with this dude named Ben Keen. He's in the 101st Airborne, and has like a service dog. I learned a lot from that podcast about like some of the nuances of having an actual legit service dog. That was pretty cool.
So maybe his podcast is educational. Ours is not. Thanks for listening.
Sometimes it is.
It's a balance.
We teach ourselves things all the time on here.
Yeah, we learn shit on the show every time.
You learned today what birri is.
Correct.
We all did.
Also
we all did.
Last time that I'm horrible at fucking math.
True. I learned that this is my hot sauce.
Yes.
For the third time. All right.
Takes a little bit to sink in, but you get it eventually. Yeah. Thanks for listening, folks.
Thanks, guys.
By the way, the promo code at The Beard Struggle is Bearded Idiots. You get 50% off your order.
Yeah,
you
fuck know, me for not doing
you know,
my job.
You know they got fucking Hathor Bjornsson, like, spreading their fucking shit now?
It doesn't surprise
Everybody's going to be buying from here.
What did you say? Hathorn? Hathor?
The mountain from Game of Thrones.
Really?
His name is Hathor?
Hathor.
That's his real name?
Yes.
Not a Hathor?
Nope.
He's a real Viking.
He's from Iceland.
He's a huge motherfucker.
Yes.
Hathor.
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 Bjornsson.
Hathor.
It's not spelled half.
Well, they should have. They should have just been like, this motherfucker's Hathor. Hathor.
Yeah.
Hathor.
Hoth.
Julius Bjornsson.
It's got to be a play on words there, though. They got to be like, hey, this dude's going to be Thor. We're going to name him Hathor.
His girlfriend looks like a child.
Like a dildo for his ass.
She could literally stand up and suck his penis.
Yes.
While he's standing. And she would barely have to bend her head
over. And she's pretty cute, too. I would let her stand up and suck my penis. I'd stand on a stool or something.
They just had a baby. Y'all are getting extra content here, folks. Be welcome.
Yeah, let's get into the after show. This is the after show combo. Bye.
Sayonara.